Good morning, this is Graham, and this morning we're looking at Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Almost certainly, this is the most well-known of all the 150 Psalms, and with good reason, because it's a wonderful, beautiful psalm, isn't it? Of course, before David became king, he himself had been a shepherd, so he knows what he's talking about here. He knew that the role of a shepherd is to guide and protect and provide. And just as he used to look after his father's sheep, so he knew the Lord was looking after him. He knew that the Lord would guide him and protect him and provide for him. And the imagery here is just beautiful, isn't it? Green pastures and quiet waters and right paths, and that's all lovely. But of course the psalm also mentions walking through the darkest valley, walking through times of darkness and confusion and fear. But even then, our shepherd is with us, comforting and protecting us. The Lord, our shepherd, may on occasions perhaps lift us right out of the valley of darkness. More often I think he walks with us through the valley, through the darkness, and then in due course, in his time, into the light. I've read this psalm many times over the years, I'm sure we all have, but it struck me the other day just how personal this is. David doesn't say that the Lord is a shepherd, or the Lord is the shepherd, or even that he is our shepherd. He says, Lord, you are my shepherd. It's not that he makes us lie down in green pastures, leads us beside quiet waters, but that he does that for me personally. And all through this wonderful psalm, David is just rejoicing in his relationship with the Lord as his shepherd. And we can share in David's rejoicing, because as Christians, as followers of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, we know that our shepherd laid down his life for his sheep. Father, we thank you for this wonderful, wonderful psalm. Thank you that through Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, we can know you as our shepherd and even as our father. So Lord God, may we be conscious today of you guiding and protecting and providing. Thank you, Lord, that you are my shepherd, and I am under your care and protection. And Lord, one day I know I'm going to dwell in your house forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.